Hi, welcome to another episode of This Amazing Life. My name is Ryan, and thanks for stopping by and choosing to listen and to support the show. If you are interested, please consider subscribing if you haven't already done so, leaving a review, or possibly sharing one of your favorite episodes with a friend. Thanks again for tuning in to episode number 58 of This Amazing Life. In episode number 58, you and I are going to be talking about your intention of the week that's going to help you gear up and get ready for Thanksgiving, which is on Thursday. It's crazy. What's even crazier is that there's only a few more weeks left in 2019, and that will be the end of a decade. Crazy. Moving into 2020, and hopefully all of your intentions of the week are helping to encourage and inspire you to take the right type of action at the right time. So let's get into your intention of the week. It's one word. We haven't had a single word intention of the week for a couple weeks now. They've been gentle reminders. They've been mantras. They've been mindsets. This week's intention of the week, it is one word. That word is tradition. Again, your intention of the week, your focus, your guideline, your tool for you to use, for you to reflect or to highlight a specific part of your life. The intention of the week this week is the word tradition. Without running to the dictionary and just thinking about what the word means and resonates with you, tradition is some type of an event or a practice, something that you do by yourself or with a group of friends or with family members, whoever it may be, or even your coworkers, that you do on a reoccurring basis, whether that could be every week, every day, every month, or every year. Some of these traditions have really awesome, deep-rooted spiritual meanings, and they connect with you on a very profound level. Some of them, it's just Taco Tuesday, and that's your tradition. Whether it's very deep and profound and very thoughtful, if there is a really special anniversary or something that comes up and that is corresponding to a tradition that you do with somebody else, or if it's just something fun and cheesy that you do with your friends or with your family. Again, it could be Taco Tuesday, it could be fantasy football, whatever the case may be. The intention of the week this week is to help us to recognize and to be grateful for the traditions that we have, or to explore the opportunity to create new traditions that we haven't already put into place. Question number one, do you and your friends, or you and your family, or you by yourself, have a favorite holiday tradition? It can be really basic. A good example for my family, something that I always look forward to, and it changes year to year, is blueberry pancakes, either on Thanksgiving morning or on Christmas morning. Now me, I actually really enjoy cooking, so I've kind of taken it upon myself to periodically offer to help. So I actually really enjoy cooking for my family when I'm back at home, or cooking here when it's just Nina and I, or even more so when I have friends over. Something that I used to do back in college, I used to have people over to our apartment, my friends and I, and we would have a big family style dinner before we went out. And I loved cooking for a group of 5, 6, or 8 people. And then we all got together, spent time together, and then hit the road. Or maybe for you, you live in a town or a really big city where you have the opportunity to go into town and see a specific parade that you really enjoy, whether that is locally or if you just really enjoy watching the parade in New York or even some of the festivities that happen down in Orlando. Maybe that's part of your tradition. So question number one, again, do you have a favorite family or friends or personal tradition that you enjoy? Another example just to throw out there is Friendsgiving. Friendsgiving is really popular, and I've had the opportunity to partake and to help cook in a number of different Friendsgivings. So that is also another great example of a specific holiday tradition. So again, do you have a favorite holiday tradition? If you do have an answer, if the answer is yes, take a couple seconds and think about how that tradition started. Maybe you were there at its inception, or maybe it's something that you picked up from your family. If this is the case, if you didn't actually start it and you are carrying on the tradition, have you ever asked somebody who might know a little bit more about its background and tried to learn where its origins came from? Hopefully there is an interesting story for you to learn either about yourself, your family, or your friends. On the flip side, is there an opportunity now for you to create your own new tradition? Whether you do it by yourself, with someone else, or with a group of people, are you interested in starting something that you would do on a regular, reoccurring basis, whether it was every day, every week, every month, or every year, or specifically right now, right around the holiday season, that has some type of meaning to you, to your friends, to your wife, or maybe you just had a child. Maybe the fact that you just had a child and you brought that child into the world means that now it's time to start your own family traditions. Or maybe your two families are merging together between yours and your friends, or yours and your significant others, or yours and your spouses. And now you'd like to bring those two groups of people together and to celebrate and to commemorate that occasion with a specific type of event or practice that you can come up with, and you can show off a little bit of your own creativity. A couple of tips and recommendations, or even ideas, if you are thinking about creating and celebrating a brand new tradition. Question number one would be, who do you want to be included? Is it something that you're going to do by yourself? Is it something that you're going to do with your spouse, a significant other? Maybe it's something you just do with your kids. Maybe it's something you do with just your best friend. Maybe it's something you do with that one random uncle and you go shopping with them on Black Friday every year. Whatever it is, what's the tradition that you want to start this year? The next thing I want to do is ask, what are you celebrating? Are we celebrating something that happened because you achieved something? Is it some type of a goal that was met? Or maybe it's just celebrating a beautiful life or a friendship or a relationship. Whatever the case may be, are you celebrating something? And what is the reason behind the celebration? And the last piece that I'd offer about creating your own tradition or celebration for the holidays is, don't feel guilty about it. If there is something that you think is awesome, but you think other people might think is really lame or is cheesy, or they just don't quite understand whatever the inside joke reference is, do it. If the moment and the occasion is going to be special for you or your friends or your family or whoever is involved, do it. And don't feel bad about it. You don't have to justify it. Just do it because you know that it's special and meaningful to you. There you have it, gang. The intention of the week this week is tradition, helping you to recognize the special traditions that you have in your life, giving you the opportunity to learn more about them if you don't know their history or their origins, or giving you a chance to start your own brand new, whether it is totally fun and kooky, or it is very thoughtful and mindful and has a very deep-rooted and special significant meaning to you. Regardless of however you decide to, I hope that this week you and your family have a wonderful, a blessed, and an amazing Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for your time and your support, and I'll talk to you soon. Have an amazing day.